North Korea has confirmed the success of its third underground nuclear test in the country's northeast, which has caused an earthquake with a magnitude of 4.9.
The scientific field for national defense of DPRK succeeded in a third underground nuclear test in the northern part of the country. The test was carried out as part of practical measures of counteraction to defend the country's security and sovereignty in the face of the ferocious hostile acts of the U.S., which wantonly violated DPRK's legitimate right to launch satellite for peaceful purposes.
North Korean officials say the nuclear test was conducted in a safe and perfect manner with a miniaturized lighter nuclear device with greater explosive force. China is resolutely opposed to the nuclear test, according to a statement issued by the Chinese Foreign Ministry. The ministry says China strongly demands North Korea live up to its commitment to denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula and stop any activities that may worsen the situation. Chinese government says their stance remains firm and consistent in realizing denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, and it opposes any proliferation of nuclear weapons. The Chinese government is also calling for a calm response from all parties and urging all to stay with a peaceful resolution of the issue through consultation and dialogue. Meantime, South Korean President Lee Myung-bak has held an emergency security meeting in Seoul. National Security Advisor Chung Yun-woo said the test was a clear violation of UN resolutions.
In accordance with our consistent and firm principle that we will not tolerate North Korea's nuclear tests, the government will seek all measures, including those at the level of the UN Security Council, to deter North Korea's nuclear ambition.
South Korea's military has been put on a heightened alert to deter potential cross-border provocations, while South Korean and U.S. forces have upgraded their border surveillance level. Japan is also on high alert and has launched a protest against North Korea's nuclear test. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe says North Korea's move is regrettable and Japan will consider unilateral sanctions against North Korea.
We are considering taking independent sanctions towards North Korea. In addition, we are making use of all possible measures to solve the situation. I also instructed all to prepare for the unforeseen and also to ensure the utmost safety of our people.
U.S. President Barack Obama has also condemned the nuclear test as highly provocative and urged for further swift and credible action by the international community. At the same time, Russian Foreign Ministry urges North Korea to stop unlawful actions and follow all requirements of the UN Security Council. The UN Security Council is scheduled to meet in an emergency meeting to discuss the situation on Tuesday. Meanwhile, the test comes just hours before U.S. President Barack Obama is scheduled to give his State of the Union speech, a major nationally televised address. It is also just a few days before the birthday of late North Korean leader Kim Jong-il on Saturday. This year also marks the 60th anniversary of the signing of the armistice, which ended the Korean War. Earlier, North Korea vowed to proceed with missile and nuclear tests targeting the United States, its sworn enemy, after the UN Security Council adopted a resolution to condemn its December rocket launch. Pyongyang last conducted similar nuclear tests in 2006 and 2009. For CRI, this is Lee Jing.